This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You've been hearing a lot over the past couple of weeks, mostly because we've been telling you, I guess, about the disruption that this economy right now is bringing to people who work in the service sector. Bartenders and ticket takers, barbers, those kinds of jobs. As we learned in our series that we started last month, the United States of Work, they are nearly 2 out of every 10 workers in the American labor force. And one of the 10 people that we've been talking to in that series is Ashley Nelson. She's a hairstylist in Boise, Idaho, who when we called her just for a regular check-in last week, she was still working then. Now she is not and does not know when she will again. Ashley, it's good to talk to you one more time.
Good to talk to you too, Kai.
So, first question is, how you doing?
I've been doing okay. It's been a bit of a crazy week. Lots changed in a week. So, yeah, it's been pretty crazy.
Yeah. Tell me about, so you have stopped taking clients and working at the salon. It's been like a week or so now you've done that. What was your decision process like? Because this is your business. It's your livelihood.
Yeah, it was a really tough decision to make. There wasn't anything mandated by like the state or the governor or anything. But I was just seeing my fellow colleagues and friends across the country doing what they had to do to take care of the community around them. Even though I'm an independent contractor, I actually work in a salon for people. And mm-hmm. So they weren't making that decision. So I kind of had to just take it into my own hands. It was a tough, really tough decision being that, like, you know, I don't get paid. I don't get unemployment. I don't get any of that. So,
yeah, you, I want to read you a little bit of your Instagram post on this from whatever it was, a week maybe or so ago. You said, and this is you now, I'm the problem. As a hairstylist, I was drawing people out into the public and not helping the issue. That's pretty sobering.
Yeah, it was hard to be at work that last day that I worked and watched all the people that were coming in and bringing their children in. I mean, like I said in that post, there was like a 90-year-old lady that came in that was more concerned about her hair than her health. And so, yeah, I just got to a point where I was feeling like I was getting scared, you know, and I didn't want to be the problem.
Which is, I mean, look, it's the right thing to do. It's hard. I get it. But now you are without an income, right? And you're going to have a mortgage payment due and probably a car payment or something. How are you going to get by?
You know, what's funny is you mentioned those things, and those are definitely at the top of my list of concerns. But as an independent contractor, I actually have to pay to be at work.
Yeah. So when you say you have to pay to go to work, you mean you rent the chair in the salon and all of that, right? Your supplies and everything?
Yeah, you have to rent the chair. And, you know, if you take a vacation, you still have to pay for a certain amount of days no matter what. So we actually pay to be on vacation. So that's probably my biggest concern right now, is wondering if while I'm not at work because the salon is closed down, is if I still have to pay.
Yeah. And hairstylists who are not as doing as well as you, and they have to make the same decision, right?
Yeah, and that's the people that, you know, like, I have the means to pay for my lease while I'm gone, but I don't think that's the case for everybody. I mean, if you're a mom or if you're worrying about paying for your rent so you have a home to go to, but then you have to pay for the workspace that you're not actually able to go to and make money, that's where it gets a little bit difficult for people that work for themselves.
Right. If this goes, let's say, 2 months, right, you're going to be okay? You're going to be able to get by?
Yeah, I will be okay, me personally. But I know when I get back to work, I'll be working probably 6 to 7 days a week to get back in order. So that's going to be crazy.
Let me ask you this, though. As you think about starting up again, would you think about lowering prices to get people back in the chair? Or are you confident in your order book that people are going to be coming to see you?
I'm confident in my order book. I don't think that I will be lowering any prices. I think that, if anything, this is a wake-up call to hairstylists that we need to be charging what our worth is. Because we have to think about all this time. We don't get paid for, like I said, sick leave, vacations, anything extra. So we have to be able to make that up, you know, with our services. So I stand strong with my prices. So,
Ashley Nelson, she's a hairstylist up in Boise, Idaho, one of the 10 people we're talking to as part of our series, United States of Work. Ashley, stay safe. We'll talk to you soon, huh?
Thank you so much, Kai. You too.